What's going on, buddy? My name is Chris Johnson, and I've been listening to more podcasts than I ever have at any point in my life. I never really gave a fuck about podcasts. I know I have a podcast, but before starting this podcast, I never listened to podcasts. I never really cared that much. One of my old friends fucking loves podcasts, and she fucking just like talks about that shit all the time. So it'll be like, hey, did you hear this podcast? Why don't you check out this podcast? And I love this specific podcast. And I want to go see a guy from this fucking podcast. It's crazy. Like, I can't keep track of all that shit. And I don't think I fucking care enough to follow any of it. But because of her and because of like my own cast, sometimes when I'm at the gym, I just like will put on a fucking podcast. So I listen to them from time to time. And I don't really have anything specific that I fucking listen to. I just kind of pick through shit that she fucking told me about or just like other random bullshit. And they're just fucking about anything. Sometimes they're like fucking newsy. Sometimes they're just like fucking crazy stories and all that shit. There was one the other day that I couldn't fucking get through. It was about like this fucking dipshit town in Frog Balls, Utah, where I think they filmed like Footloose there. You know, the Kevin Bacon movie where like dancing was illegal. Fuck that movie. Footloose sucks. Fucking dumb shit movie. But the town was a dumb shit town. And the people in this fucking town would, and we're talking high school kids here. We're not talking adults, although they're going to be adults soon and they're going to just fuck everything up because they're idiots. And this isn't like a generational thing. I'm talking about these specific people in this fucking podcast were fucking idiots because when you, in high school, in that particular school, when you asked somebody to a dance, you had to fucking like put on this grand display of affection. And it made me lose my faith, what little faith I have left, in humanity. This podcast was supposed to be an hour long. I made it through fucking 4 minutes before I just pulled the pin of the grenade and jumped on it. Like, if they told me, like, I had to listen to the rest of it, I might have killed myself. They were actually, like, interviewing people for this. So, like, this one person was like, if you fucking ask somebody to a dance, you gotta go fucking big. You gotta, like, break into their bedroom or, like, fucking decorate their car. And where I'm from, that's fucking stalking and potentially rape at this point. I don't know, like, If I break into somebody's bedroom, I think I'm being let out in fucking metal cuffs. This is one dumb fuck. He, like, wrote a note on a laminated card asking some bitch to the fucking, like, sweetheart's ball or whatever the fuck it was. Then he froze that in a block of ice and gave it to her, and she fucking melted it, and it said something like, hey, going to sweethearts would be cool. And then he was like, and it was pretty chill. Like, I fucking get it. What are you, fucking Schwarzenegger and fucking Batman and Robin? Stop with the goddamn ice puns. Jesus Christ, you fucking idiot. I hope she said no. This other fucking asshole, like, had a box of kittens. And this is a woman now, which disappoints me. And I may be calling into question my fucking stance that men are much fucking dumber than women after hearing this fucking story. She took a box of kittens and she, like, left it at this guy's porch with a note that said, like, I'm not kidding. I want to go to the dance with a cool cat like you. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. What is the matter with you fucking assholes? Does everybody do this now? Or is it just fucking Utah? Is it because of the fucking Mormons? Is that why? Do Mormons do this shit? I don't know if they're Mormons. I didn't get that far into the episode because I fucking pulled the pin and I fucking tapped out. I couldn't listen to the rest of that shit. What the fuck is the matter with people? Jesus Christ. And it's a fucking high school dance. You know how many high school dances I went to? Honestly, zero. You know how many days I've regretted going or not going to a fucking high school dance? The same amount. Zero. I didn't go to a fucking high school dance. I never cared that I didn't go to a high school dance. And I fucking certainly never staged some elaborate douchebag plot to fucking ask somebody to a high school dance. Jesus Christ. I just never had the urge to go to high school dances. I just didn't fucking like anybody. I didn't want to fucking do it. I wasn't going to like fucking pay till I go to a fucking dance with some asshole. I would rather just hung out with my fucking buddies and played video games and played baseball, which is basically what I did all the fucking time. One of my favorite things about my high school dances that I never went to was the promotion of said dances. It would be like, the winter ball's coming up, $20 a ticket, 40 per couple. I understand that kids are fucking stupid, but you really think I couldn't fucking navigate my way through that fucking scam? I'm not saving any money for a couple. It's just buying two tickets. I can fucking add that up. If you just put fucking tickets for $20 on a sign, I'd have fucking calculated in my head if I wanted to go with somebody. Okay, one ticket for me is 20. If I want to take her, it's 40. I could figure that out. You don't need to put 40 for a couple, you dumb assholes. Who's in charge of that shit? Who the fuck was my class president? Oh, I know. Yeah, fuck that asshole. I like seeing relationships succeed, and I like seeing people in relationships. But anytime I hear a story like that, I always root for it to fail. Like, if you're going to fucking go through some elaborate game to ask somebody out, I hope it blows up in your fucking face. You know what I do if I want to go out with somebody? I just say, like, hey, do you want to go hang out? Is that old-fashioned or douchey? Sometimes I send a text. Actually, I appreciate technology these days because I can just fucking send a text. And I think, like, is this douchey? I come to the conclusion that it probably is, but this is the world we live in now, so I'm going to take advantage of that technology and hide behind my fucking phone. Sundays and Wednesdays, new episodes. You can check me out on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou if you would like. You can send me a tweet. I'll tweet you back. We can chat. We can be pseudo-online friends. And every episode is on Podbean. You can go there, the main hub. It's on iTunes, right? You got iTunes. Or Google Play. You have Google Play. You have a fucking Android or an iPhone, right? So find it somewhere and fucking subscribe to that shit.